We'll go to Beirut. We'll have Jamal Wakim, who's a professor with Lebanese International University. Good to see you, Mr. Wakim. Retaliatory missile attacks by Yemenis are going on against Saudi positions. Let us have your assessment of the present situation on the ground regarding the Saudi-led war on Yemen.
Well, I believe that the escalation in retaliation by the Yemeni side is a sign of their capacity to damage the security of Saudi Arabia and of the UAE, especially after the drone attack on Dubai International Airport a few days ago. And this is also a sign of their capacity to resist the Israeli, the Saudi and Emirati assault on Yemen, and at the same time of the incapacity of the Saudis of imposing their will on the Yemenis. Of course, this comes at a time when there is also regional and international escalation between major regional and international superpowers, especially after the raise in tension between the United States and Iran after the withdrawal of the United States from the nuclear deal with Iran, and the mounting verbal assault from the side of the Saudis against Iran and Iranian influence in the Arab region, according to Saudi sources, of course. So I believe that there is this Yemeni escalation is part of a regional escalation, and it might go on this way for the upcoming few weeks.
And Mr. Wakim, recently, because of these reports by UN and some of the rights groups regarding the Yemen and the civilians, you know, bearing the brunt, U.S. has also given some warning to Saudi Arabia. Do you think Washington is serious in this, and can we see something positive to be done?
I don't believe so, especially that the Saudis are implementing a part of the grand American strategy in the world. Yemen is targeted mainly by the United States, and had it not been for this, Saudi Arabia wouldn't have launched its attack on Yemen. Yemen has a very strategic position for the United States, especially in its aim to control Bab al-Mandeb, which links the Red Sea to the Indian Ocean, and at the same time it links the Indian Ocean to the East Mediterranean region. So that's why Yemen was targeted right from the beginning by the United States, and the Saudi Arabia is only implementing the duty imposed on it by the United States.
All right, thank you for that perspective. That was Jamal Wakim, professor with Lebanese International University.